today.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The mother of a little girl who was killed during a hijacking in Malvern is pleading for her daughter's death not to be in vain.
How many families have to be destroyed by the same people before they're caught? I don't want anyone to feel this pain that we feel. It breaks us to know that they're still out there and they could do it to someone else tomorrow.
In September last year, what was meant to be a night of celebration turned into tragedy when armed carjackers drove over Zara Ramsamy outside a popular restaurant. The 11-year-old had tried to hide under the SUV at the time of the attack. The suspects, who can be seen driving off with the vehicle in footage that circulated on social media, haven't been arrested. The KZN police saying the matter remains under investigation. Speaking to Newswatch, Zara's mom, Shay, says she'll continue speaking out to prevent her daughter from becoming just another cold case.
For the first 2 or 3 weeks, the police were here. But after that, everything is silent. No calls, no leads, nothing. It's heartbreaking. It frustrates us sometimes. I just hope and pray that this will shake the case again.
You'll find our full interview with Shay Ramsamy on our news and traffic page. You can get there via ecr.co.za. Now, AfriForum says there are no legal grounds for the treason charges the NPA is investigating. The Hawks revealed yesterday that it's probing 4 cases of high treason related to spreading false information. The dockets are understood to have been opened against AfriForum and Solidarity. The organizations recently met with the Trump administration in Washington to discuss South Africa's expropriation policies and the alleged threat to Afrikaners. AfriForum CEO Kali Kriel says they have not yet received any official notice from the Hawks or NPA.
If the state, however, decides to act against us, it will strengthen our position because it will show that there are indeed ANC leaders that abuses their power to govern against certain sections of the population, while ANC leaders that have been implicated for corruption in the Zondo Commission are not being acted against.
Hawks officials say the NPA will make a decision on potential arrests. And with the fragile truce between Israel and Hamas in jeopardy, Israel's prime minister has fired warnings to the Palestinian group threatening Hamas with unimaginable consequences if it doesn't return hostages held in Gaza. In response, the groups accused the Israeli government of undermining the ceasefire agreement after the first phase ended over the weekend. Talks on its future have hit a dead end. Israel's cut off humanitarian supplies to Gaza to pressure Hamas into accepting a change in the deal to allow for the release of hostages without an Israeli troop withdrawal. 59 hostages remain in the Strip. Hamas has appealed to mediators, urging them to pressure Israel to lift the order, describing it as cheap blackmail and a war crime. Back home, a level 2 warning is in place across KZN's western region. Forecasters say severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, severe lightning, hail and heavy rains may lead to flooding. We've got warm and partly cloudy conditions this morning, 29 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And look what's coming up in your sports. Unemployment is a thing of the past for legend Benny McCarthy and longtime associate Muneeb Josephs. Nottingham Forest earned themselves a FA Cup quarter-final tie after they got past Ipswich on penalties in the fifth round. And the Champions Trophy is drawing closer to an end with the first semi-final between India and Australia this morning.